Hetty Cohn met Leroy Jones in 1957. She was a white bohemian working on a small jazz magazine. He was a black writer soon to establish an international reputation for his poems and plays. Cohn and Jones married, had two children, and published a literary journal together from their kitchen table. But a few years after Hetty Cohn became Hetty Jones, Leroy Jones became Amiri Baraka, a name that better fit his new identity as a black revolutionary. The marriage ended in 1964. Hetty Jones raised their two children and wrote several books for adolescents. Her new book is a memoir called How I Became Hetty Jones. Baraka published his memoir, The Autobiography of Leroy Jones, in 1984. I asked Hetty Jones what it was like to read about herself in his book.
It was a strange experience, let's put it like that, since he changed my name in the book and he purported to write a factual book, but indeed he changed the names of myself and a number of other people who were central to that whole movement or scene or whatever you want to call it in the arts. And so finding myself referred to as Nellie in his book was a strange experience. And of course, when someone doesn't set out particularly to write the story of one person, there are, of course, lapses. And I don't think he set out to write a story of a marriage or a particular... He had a different point of view, let's put it that way. And so for me, it was an odd experience.
Do you know why he changed your name from Hetty to Nellie in his autobiography?
Nope. I guess you'll have to ask him.
Okay. In your memoir, you write about the day that you and Leroy Jones married, and you write, "I was the happiest and best-loved woman in New York." Now, I went back to Amiri Baraka's autobiography, and he writes about the relationship. "We seemed to get on smoothly enough, though there was no great passion. We got married, and still there was no great passion." And I was wondering what you think about hearing this both ways. You know what I mean? Like hearing this kind of aloofness in Baraka's book and then, you know, thinking about the way you experienced it. Do you think that he was being a revisionist about his own emotions or that you both experienced the thing very, very differently?
Well, I think maybe the revisionist might be the word to describe that, because, well, it was a long time, and everyone has a right to be a revisionist, I suppose. Well, people do it all the time. I mean, people rewrite history all the time in the light of what they know later. But I think that if you read the poems that he wrote, I think they explain how he felt then much more than the book that he wrote 20 years later describes how he felt then. You can't write such beautiful poems without feeling a little passion. And it didn't seem that way at the time. We had a very non-argumentative kind of marriage. We didn't have loud fights and disagreements. We didn't get on like that. We got on very peacefully, and we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Your husband was having affairs with other women. Did you feel it would have been too middle class to call him on that? Did you feel that somehow you had to accept it?
Well, no, I didn't feel that I had to accept it. I just got a little tired of dealing with it, and my way of dealing with it wasn't to insist, although I did, if you recall from reading the book, I did insist once that he was making a fool of himself. I didn't say get out. I just told him that he was really looking awkward, and he was looking like that stud, that the stereotypical stud, and I thought that he should look at himself for that reason. But if you hook up with a man who's a womanizer, I think you, or at that time, you have some choices. You can call him on it and tell him that he's got to stop or and pay a great deal of attention to it, or you can just say, okay, this is what he's doing, but if I follow his every movement, then I have much less time to follow the movements of my own life. And we did have the kind of marriage in which we were mutually interdependent, but I always felt that I was an independent person. And so the more time I spent looking after his affairs and trying to find out who he was with or trying to trace him down, the less time there would have been for me to conduct my own life. And I was really trying to do that.
After you were married, Leroy Jones's writing started becoming more militant and more separatist. And you say that reviewers would always point out that he had a white wife. Now, how is that supposed to be interpreted? Was that supposed to somehow make him a hypocrite?
Right, exactly. You can't, you know, as they say, talk black and sleep white. And when it got really bad, there were people who would call up and say, "You're laying with the devil." I think this is a narrow attitude on the part of many people who feel that black militancy is a thing unto itself that white people cannot, in a way, lend themselves to or participate in some way. I think we have to understand, especially on the part of a white person who is in a marriage to a black person and who has become the parent of black children, that there's no going back. You can't be thought of as simply a white person who is, quote, on the other side. There are many colors of black, and in a way, we have to understand that in the world to come, there are going to be many colors of white. There are ways to look at a white person and not see white, and look at a black person and not see race. We have to learn, I think, in this country to begin to see ourselves as American. That's my goal, anyway, if that answers the question.
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, I want to get back to that in a minute. I just want to get back to what we were talking about, though, with the reviews that mentioned, that Jones is married to a white woman. How did he take that? Did he start to resent you when it was implied that somehow he was being hypocritical because he was married to you?
Well, of course, it sets up an imbalance. You know, you have to explain yourself all the time, and that was he wasn't taken on his literary merit, or even for what he said. He was taken on his personal life. That is, his work came down to his domestic affairs. And any person who writes is going to resent that a little bit.
You have two children.
That's right.
Both Leroy Jones and Mary Baraka is the father of both. And you had basically talked about before you had children that in an interracial marriage, a child of an interracial marriage is always going to be seen as black.
Mm-hmm.
So when you divorced, you were a white woman with two children who would be seen by the world as black. This was in a time of increasing black nationalism and separatism. Did you start to feel that you and therefore your children were going to be cut out of certain black circles that you had been a part of before?
Well, certainly it was a difficult time, and there's no denying that it was. But Leroy Jones and Mary Baraka's parents were very fond of their grandchildren. We'd always had a very good relationship, and I was estranged from my family. And so I really was far more a part of their family by that time. They did not repudiate the children. And when it came down to situations in which I knew my face was not welcome, I sent the children alone. There were other situations in which the children appeared without me, taken to certain events by Baraka and his second family, or taken by other sympathetic black friends who knew the situation, knew the political polls at hand, and who saw that Kelly and Lisa Jones needed to establish their roots in the black community and establish themselves as young black people who were going to always be part of a black revolutionary movement. And so they needed to, no matter who their mother was, they needed to be in on certain things, and so they were taken along. And I understood, I mean, you have to have one thing, when you enter into a marriage like this, and when if a person decides to have black children, you got to realize that there are going to be risks involved. There are going to be things that may be difficult, more difficult than an ordinary marriage where this issue doesn't arise. And so if you want to consider that self-sacrifice, then I suppose it might be, but I just did what I had to do.
You talked before about there being different shades of white. And how does that apply to you as someone who has a mixed family?
Well, now that things have come around a little bit, you know, we went through that particular hard time that we just talked about, and then things sort of, there was a new wave of interracial bohemia in the later 70s, and I got to know a whole generation of young black and white and Asian people, and who established a multiracial and multicultural bohemia. And I do see myself as part of a multicultural, multiracial reality, which I really think is the reality of the world, and much more of what the America of the future will look like. And I've always been a person not to look at the past, but to look at the future.
Hetty Jones. Her memoir, How I Became Hetty Jones, is published by Doubleday. This is Fresh Air.